You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. This is such a great question. We've got Lindsay Parry with us. A question from Alan today, Lindsay. Alan is wondering about squeezing his training plan up. He says he's wondering if it's worthwhile doing his long runs every 6 days as opposed to seven. He's behind a bit on his marathon training plan, and he's heard that the most crucial training run in a marathon plan is the long run. So he's thinking that if he gives it a go every 6 days, he'll result in five more long runs before the marathon. So basically just squeezing things up, concertinaing it a bit. His marathon's coming up in a few weeks. Obviously not too much time left, and he's wondering if he bunches up, takes a day out and squeezes an extra long run in, is that going to be beneficial?
No, that's a really bad idea, because it's a balance between doing enough of a load and recovering from that load. So, you know, psychologically, it might make you feel better knowing that you've done more long runs going into the race. But if the cost of that is that you line up tired and flat, then that's no good to anybody. So in a week, if you are having trouble juggling things around, I would prioritize a long run as the one run that you really should be trying to get done each week. But I wouldn't prioritize it to the level that you're trying to manipulate your life so that you can get more long runs in, because that is going to catch up with you. It's going to increase your chances of picking up an overuse injury. It's going to increase your chances of getting over fatigued and getting sick. So now, doing six, it's the first time I've ever been asked that question. I have been asked many times, how about a 9-day cycle instead of a 7-day, and that is something that I've seen, or an approach I've seen taken a few times in elite sport, and with triathlon in particular. At an elite level, I have played around with 14-day cycles instead of 7-day cycles, but I've certainly never tried to shorten cycles to squeeze more in. That really does sound like a recipe for an injury for an amateur athlete.
Absolutely, and particularly as we get older, where that recovery becomes more and more important.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
exactly.
Great question. It's not often I get to ask you a question. You've been asked that before. So, Alan, here we go. Kudos to you. Well done. Looking forward to catching up. We'll be back in just a couple of days' time. Thanks for listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.